If minds are joined, and everyone has the same wrong mind and right mind, my seeing you as innocent of all the charges I have leveled against you, namely, you have not been thoughtful, you've not been kind, you've been insensitive, you've been abusive, you've been victimizing, you've been attacking, you've been cruel, you've been unfeeling, you've been abandoning, you've been neglectful, and on and on and on. And I say, you know, you're innocent of all that because what does that have to do with me? You know, yeah, maybe you have an ego and you're identifying with your ego, so? If I could see beyond your seeming sin to the innocence in you, I'm remembering it's my innocence too. What I think I'm seeing in you, which is the innocence behind the attacks, the guilt and the sin I'm putting on you, if I see beyond the innocence, all I'm seeing, all I'm doing is out-picturing my mind's decision no longer to be an ego, but to be right-minded. But because I think I'm a body, I need other bodies to remind me of who I am. That's why forgiveness is so important, and that's why it's healing. You know, one could easily say not only this is A Course in Miracles, it's A Course in Healing. So I wake up every morning now with joy because I could learn this more and more. I just watch how I project all of this. I project on my aging body, right? The image I see in my mirror. You know, the shower doesn't work. There's a leaky faucet. You know, the toaster malfunctions. You know, the person I'm living with malfunctions. Right? And then I get in my car, that malfunctions. You know, and then the policeman catches me and not the person who was speeding more than I was speeding. You know, and I come in five minutes late and my boss malfunctions. You know, on and on and on. You have so many opportunities. And you can either greet them with joy because you're learning. So you're not afraid of making a mistake. You know, the worst thing that happens to children in school is they make a mistake and the teacher is punitive, makes fun of them, mocks them. Other kids make fun of them. The worst thing you could do to a child, because that just reinforces guilt. So with Jesus as our teacher, knowing he won't do that, don't be afraid of making a mistake. In fact, that's how he teaches you. Remember, the Course says the ego speaks first and is wrong. Well, speaking when the ego speaks first, clearly that's a mistake. Of course, it's always speaking about separation, and there is no separation. So don't be afraid of having an ego attack. Don't be afraid of getting angry at your boss or your spouse or your partner or your kids, right, or God. Right. Or the weather. But when you do, don't justify it. Don't spiritualize it. Don't call it by name other than I became afraid of love. So I pushed Jesus away, I welcomed in my ego, and I projected out my guilt over having chosen guilt over love again. And so that's how I learn, and I keep practicing and practicing and practicing. That's what the workbook's about. Now, don't be afraid of doing the workbook imperfectly. Don't be afraid of forgetting. You know, that's why I always make fun of students who have these alarm wristwatches. So they'll be reminded, you know, every hour, 5 minutes, every 5 minutes or whatever to think of the lesson. Because they're afraid of making a mistake. Make the mistake. And then realize you're not guilty. It's not a sin. It's not a sin to be afraid of love. But it's a mortal sin. Catholics know what I'm talking about. If you're serious about having made a mistake, then there's no hope, because then you're condemning yourself. God doesn't condemn you, but you're condemning yourself. If you think making a mistake makes you a bad person, it just makes you a fearful person, which means it makes you a little insane. Remember, the problem was not the tiny mad idea of being separated. The problem was remembering not to laugh. The Holy Spirit is that memory of the gentle laugh. That's in all of us. So we need to remember that gentle laugh. There's a part of us that can go through life, no matter in our days, no matter how serious things appear to be, and still be peaceful. Because that gentle laughter that does not take the tiny mad idea seriously is in all of us. And we just have to remember it.